Bold. How to Go Big, Achieve Success, and Impact the World. Authors, Peter H. Diamandis and Stephen Kotler. A Massive Shift of Power. 66 million years ago, life on Earth was a little different. These were the waning days of the Cretaceous period, hot and humid, when much of the world's current landmass was still submerged under massive oceans. The Cretaceous period ended with a very big bang. An asteroid some kilometers in diameter smashed into the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. The resulting impact was that mega tsunamis, massive earthquakes, global firestorms, and a deadly cascade of volcanic eruptions swallowed the Earth. The changes to the global environment were so rapid and extreme that the dinosaurs were unable to adapt. Instead, they went extinct, birth of the exponential entrepreneur. The tale of radical transformation and spectacular rebirth has exceptional relevance today, especially for business. Right now, there's another asteroid striking our world, extinguishing the large and lumbering and clearing a giant path for the quick and nimble. This asteroid is exponential technology. The term refers to any technology accelerating on an exponential growth curve, that is, doubling in power on a regular basis, with computing being the most familiar example. The awesome power of these technologies is reshaping life on Earth. But this same power is threatening a different breed of dinosaur, those large and innovative resistant companies that have done it in the same way for decades. Yet, in stark contrast, there's a new breed of small mammal starting to emerge. These mammals are today's entrepreneurs. The ones using radically accelerating technology to transform products, services, and industries. World's problems are the biggest opportunities. Hundreds of years ago, the ability to solve large-scale problems was limited to the industrialists who built our transportation systems and financial institutions. But today, this ability has been thoroughly democratized. A passionate and committed individual now has access to the technology, minds, and capital required to take on any challenge. The 6 Ds. We live in a world that's global and exponential. The problem is that our brains were never designed to process at either this scale or speed. So we need to have a better understanding of how change unfolds, and that means understating the hallmark characteristics of exponentials. We developed a framework called the 6 Ds of exponentials, which are a chain reaction of technological progression, a roadmap of rapid development that always leads to enormous upheaval and opportunity. 1. Digitalization. Innovation occurs as humans share and exchange ideas. Anything that could be digitalized could spread at the speed of light, and become free to reproduce and share. Moreover, this spreading followed by a consistent pattern, an exponential growth curve. 2. Deception. A period during which exponential growth goes mostly unnoticed, this happens because the doubling of small numbers often produces results so minuscule, they are often mistaken for the plotter's progress of linear growth. 3. Disruption. A disruptive technology is any innovation that creates a new market and disrupts an existing one. Unfortunately, as disruption always follows deception, the original technological threat often seems insignificant. 4. Demonetization. This means the removal of money from the equation. 5. Dematerialization. While demonetization describes the vanishing of money once paid for goods, dematerialization is about the vanishing of the goods and services themselves. 6. Democratization. Democratization is what happens when physical objects are turned into bits and then hosted on a digital platform in such high volume that their price approaches zero. According to Yale professor Richard Foster, in the 1920s, the average lifespan of an S&P 500 company was 67 years. Today, the final 3 Ds in our chain reaction can disassemble companies and disrupt industries almost overnight, reducing the average lifespan of a 21st century S&P 500 company to only 15 years. Building communities. A community is everyone with whom you have a working relationship. It's different from the crowd. The crowd is everyone online. A community is pulled from the crowd. There's different types of communities. 1. DIY community. A group of people united around a massively transformative purpose, or MTP. A collection of the passionate, willing to donate their time and their minds to projects they truly believe in. 2. An exponential community, which is a group of people who are immensely passionate about particular exponential technology. For example, 3D printing, synthetic biology, etc. And who unite to share techniques and experiences. Both types are empowered to tackle jobs far larger in scope than anything possible. But how do you build a community that can tap into, work with, and use to accomplish the big and bold. Here's the key stages. 1. Identity. What's your MTP? People join communities because it reinforces their sense of identity. Start by finding your people. Who's your tribe? What's your MTP? Write up a mission statement, post it in a visible place on your website, and then cling to the statement. 2. Designing your community portal. Get started and design something authentic. LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman famously said, "If an entrepreneur isn't embarrassed by the first release of their product offering, then they launched it too late." The same applies to communities. Don't spend years designing the right portal, and don't blow your bank either. 3. Navigation. People need to know how to move around easily. They want to know where to go and what they'll find there. And if you cannot tell them this information quickly, there are plenty of other places to visit online. 4. Handpick early members. Research shows your early adapters tend to be your most ardent supporters. Get the ball rolling by handpicking your first 10 to 15 members. You need less members than you probably think. 5. Evangelism. Word of mouth is still the most effective way to grow community. Get your members talking about your efforts. 6. Sell what the community builds. DIY communities are built on openness, so if you plan on making money, don't hide this fact. The easiest way to make money without alienating members is to help them make money too. And if your community isn't building products, they're still building up expertise. Incentive competitions. For the exponential entrepreneur, incentive competition or prize is a mechanism for solving a personal challenge or a global injustice or bringing new technology into existence. It's simple. Set clear, measurable, and objective goal, and offer a large prize to the first person to achieve it. Moreover, incentive competitions are brutally objective. They don't care where you went to school, how old are you, or what you've done before. They measure only one thing. Did you demonstrate the target goal of the competition? Designed to be bold. Challenges are modern-day gold mines. The number of players in the world who are able to mine the gold and take on such challenges has expanded. Today, almost anyone with passion has the power to bring real change into this world. But here's the most important point. Abundance isn't a techno-utopian vision. Technology alone will not bring us this better world. It's up to you and me. To bring on this better world is going to require what could easily be the largest cooperative effort in history. In other words, there's a bold and bright future out there. But what happens next is up to us.